And welcome back to Purple Passion. Our Twitter question here for this segment revolves around the Redskins and RG3.
Oh, my God.
Should RG3 have been left in the game
in
that playoff game where we now know he's injured, has had surgery on the knee, and is going to be done for a while? It's a playoff game. It's important. But did they push it a little too far with their quarterback?
Honestly, I thought he should not have played at all. Going back to the Dallas game and just seeing how he was effective to a point, and then all of a sudden you started to see a diminishing return. And then if you're going to fast forward through the week of practice preparing for the Seahawks, you're going to see whether or not he's 100%. Clearly he wasn't. Nope. I understand that, yeah, he brings a certain element to the table, but that element is running, explosive running. Mm-hmm. He wasn't explosive at all. I think Mike Shanahan made a calculated decision to play him, and he failed at making the right decision in playing him.
I'm going to go out because, you know me, I say what I think, and I don't really sugarcoat crap in life. You know, Shanahan and his son are to blame. You know what? This came strictly down to a selfish decision. You talk about weeks ago when Shanahan had a press conference before their bye week. He quit. You know what I'm saying? Basically said, we're playing the next year. RG3 and those players got together. They played their butts off, and they got to the playoffs. You have to look at your player right now and say, and know as in boxing, your corner man says, enough is enough, and throws in the towel. No matter, of course, a competitor, we're going to all want to continue to go out there and play. You as the head coach and the offensive coordinator have to say, you know what? Mm-hmm. I don't want my horse, my thoroughbred, to get hurt for the future. He leveraged the future trying to win a playoff game to save his own selfish job, which he probably did because they made the playoffs. And to me, that's inexcusable.
I got to imagine real quick, you guys have all probably played with injuries. I'm sure you have. How serious was it? And what is that balance like between wanting to play in a big game like this and also realizing maybe I'm not able to go
Real quickly, Jacksonville Jaguars opening day as far as at PSI Net at the time. I injured my MCL on the first play of the game, kickoff return. Boom, I go to the sideline. I'm testing out Brian Billick comes up to me, puts his hands on my shoulders, looks me in the eye, and go, Kadri, can you go? Now, Bill Tessendorf puts me through a whole bunch of battery tests, our head trainer at the time. Test. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, my God, man, I know I can go out there, but at what risk? Am I going to be 100%? And I knew I had to make that tough decision, say, no, I can't. Dude walks away from me. He's like, all right, here we go. Next man up. I respected that. I understood that. But at the same time, when you're RG3 and you're that young and you're like, man, this is about establishing.
Right on where I think the fault in all this is the fact that this is a first-year quarterback. He doesn't know any different. He's not a senior guy. The head coach, the organization, they got to step back and say, look, this guy is telling us one thing, but we got to know he's a first-year guy. First playoff game. Mm-hmm. He's going to be very excited. Of course he's going to say, I'm going back in. Come on, you got to be as an organization.
You
got to step back.
The guy that got credit for it is in the same doggone city, and as David Johnson, the manager for the Nationals, because I wanted to see, I'm not a Nationals fan, but I wanted to see Steven Strasburg pitch in the playoffs, and they had an opportunity to get to the World Series. And what did he do? He put him down and said, I don't care what happens, Strasburg's not throwing another pitch. That's a manager and a coach that cares about the future.
And they got a lot of criticism for that.
But
I agree with you. Right. The future's worth it. And then, of course, you hear a lot about Adrian Peterson and how he's come back. We'll see if RG Three. I think what we saw out of Adrian Peterson was pretty special.
What do I need to do to get rehab? It's not about the surgery. See, that's what everybody thinks. Oh, Dr. Andrews, okay, ACL, LCL, get it repaired, but it's about the rehab part of it all and how you can properly rehab through it.
All right, let's move on. Changes that we will see or you'd like to see coming in next season into the NFL. We'll start with this one, mandatory artificial turf. Of course, we have the turf here in Baltimore, but not all teams do, especially in our division. Pittsburgh stinks. Cincinnati's tough to play in.
Change in the NFL. Why are we still having issues with Pittsburgh having their field issues? With the Redskins obviously, now they're going to – I mean, come on.
$1 billion
investment.
Football, man.
But come on. You got to have a turf.
But there's also studies
consistent.
That are going on through the competition committee right now saying that the artificial turf is also leading to more knee injuries. So
here's
there's
the
on
why.
Both sides of the coin, it's like Democrats, Republicans.
Knee injury really took place. They're in D.C. on the grass.
Yeah, but
when
I was going to drill them.
The synthetic blades of grass, what happens? The synthetic blades of grass, they're technically, hear me out, because I have my own, I'm a part of my own company. We manufacture and install our own synthetic grass.
Website?
And Go to g9turf.com. But that being said, I digress. I'm serious about this. The compaction of the rubber, the crumb rubber is in there, when it gets compacted down, that's where you have the knee injuries. Yeah. That's where you also have a higher level of concussion. The fields need to be maintained, and they're not properly maintained. And from a grass perspective, if you have it where you don't replace it, or if you're like the Houston Texans, where now, yeah, if you're Wes Welker, you're playing where these trays of grass are being replaced. Well, this tray looks like it's old. Let's go ahead and put it back and put in a new one. Now you're going to have too much give, and that's where the injuries occur.
The field isn't going to matter. Let me have
clumps of dirt, Brad.
And there is an inconsistency.
Learn to run on your toes.
Let me ask you this, though, because you brought up an interesting point. After games, they do turn that rubber up, and they go on the field.
Some teams, not all teams.
Well, they do in Baltimore. I do know that because we're on the field after the games. We see it right by while you're trying to work. But is this something you should be doing after each quarter? Like they do in hockey. You know what I mean? Where you come out on the court.
Not necessarily after each quarter. I do agree that there is a certain level of maintenance, but depending upon, there are certain tests that you can do to help.
Man, it's a field, man. We got
there's certain things that you can do to help make the crumb rubber stand up better. There's certain things that you can do to help make the crumb rubber stand up and be a lot more safer than what it is right now.
Continue through the offseason. A lot of stuff to keep an eye on. Coming up in the next.
Brad had too many hits to the head because of the bad
crumb rubber. Coming up in the next block. Texans Patriots, the other playoff game we're going to talk about. Stick around. Purple Passion continues.
Hi, everyone.
I didn't see you complaining then.
No, I didn't.